All right, woo! Welcome back to the LaFrance Paradigm. My name is Robert LaFrance, and this is where we learn and share strategies for an impact, okay? If you are a veteran, if you are a father, if you're trying to become an entrepreneur in the midst of life, transitioning military, being a parent, this is a place for you. This is where we learn how to build our brand. We share success secrets that have helped, you know, all the successful, you know, what are they doing? And where you come to learn some tools and resources for you to implement in your daily mindset, business, and personal lives. Okay. All of the stuff that we're going on here, going over here, are things that I've had to learn, implement, and use regularly to maintain a healthy mindset. And I'm not saying that I've always maintained a healthy mindset throughout my divorce and transitioning and custody battles. I'm trying to say, how do you plug back in? How do you stay in your lane? How do you bounce back when you have all these limited beliefs, when you're reading all kinds of terrible things about you from baby mama or whoever it is that you're dealing with, you know, any of these things that could be derailing you on your path to success, whatever that means for you, this is where you come to learn that. Okay. So I'm really excited because honestly, it's been a long time. I had to get out of my shell in multiple ways, actually. Like my last video was uploaded 4 months ago. Not good for my Google Analytics, I know. But when I was getting caught up in, okay, I got to make content and I got to put it out across all platforms and I got to engage in Facebook groups and I got to do this, I got to do that. I found myself on my phone so much. I was on social media so much. And despite my following and unfollowing of groups and pages and stuff like that, I felt like I just wanted to throw my phone in the lake and run into the woods. And somehow surviving in the woods in Connecticut would somehow feel simpler than trying to create something or survive in the society that we live in today, especially post-pandemic during COVID-19 and everything that we've got going on. And if you're someone like me out there who recently transitioned out of the military, got married, had a family, went through a gnarly marriage and divorce process, still dealing with custody issues to this day, even 6 years later, while I'm trying to build my brand and my business, become a partner to my new, you know, be the partner that my fiance needs me to be, you know, and that's my story, but I'm sure you can relate in your own personal struggles and your professional struggles while, you know, trying to stay focused on something and having the outer world try to knock you off course, you know? So what we're going to be going over today is why it's important to have multiple streams of income and how to start ASAP and to get started ASAP. Okay. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes failure. It takes, you know, trying something and either having it work out or not work out. And then after that fork in the road is where you have a new opportunity that wasn't even visible, that you didn't acknowledge, that wasn't there. And then now you're able to see it. Now you're able to appreciate it. Now you're able to capitalize on it or utilize it, implement it in your life, in your business, for you to gain that progress and that momentum that we're trying so hard to keep all the time while we're trying to fight these distractions from the outer world and expectations of the other world and all that kind of stuff. All right. So you want to learn. So if you're interested in learning how to build your business's brand off on the right foot and also surviving through some of these crazy times that you might experience in your life, you want to have multiple streams of income. And we're going to go over that today because that has helped me so much in my journey while I was active duty military, during my transition, after I got out, when my businesses were failing, when my marriage was failing, all this kind of stuff. So before we get started, if you're not already following me, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow icon, no matter what platform you're watching, you're listening to this episode on, definitely subscribe, follow me. And you want to make sure you hit the bell icon because although I promise to release new videos every Wednesday, and I know my analytics need me to post consistently in order to drive traffic to my page, okay, sometimes I take a mental health break. So what I'm trying to do right now is promise myself, make a commitment to myself and my followers out there that I'm going to create an abundance of content where I can schedule out for the next year so you won't ever have to wait on me to get my shit together So you can still use these tools and resources and come over to the Paradigm to gain some insight, have some fun, maybe laugh at me or yourself a little bit, and keep going, because we need you to be the person that you're meant to be in this world. Your babies need you to be the parent that you need to be. The military community needs you to be the way that you need to be. Our country needs you to be the patriot that you need to be. And I think over a period of time, we're going to really learn what all that actually means to me, and then what it could mean to you as we peel these onions back. Okay. So please subscribe, follow, bell icon. Make sure you get the notifications when I release my episodes, so you never, ever, ever miss a beat. Okay. And you can get my version of how all these things work and incorporate together. And I don't know, I lost track. Fuck it. All right. So let's get started. How to gain multiple streams of income, why it's important to have multiple streams of income in life, and what to do. Okay. Let's go. All right. Obviously, we want to have, let's go over the why it's important to have multiple streams of income. I'm going to tell you a little story. Okay. You could probably guess, but if for some reason you don't know why it's important to have multiple streams of income, this is the reason why. Because anything could fucking happen. Okay. When I was transitioning out of the military, I only had one stream of income at the time. Okay. I had my active duty military pay, and I was even bad. I was great at spending money, you know, living outside my means while I was in the military. So that last year, although I was planning and moving in with my girlfriend, baby mama, soon to be baby mama at the time, future wife at the time. Okay. We had been making plans so I could save some cash and prepare for my transition into the workforce. You know, I was planning on going to school, and that's another stream of income, but we're going to get into that. When you only have one stream of income and someone cuts you off at the legs, you are in a really bad bind. You know, like if that happened to you over the last couple of years during this pandemic and the changing of the laws and the regulations and employment, you know, you felt that. You really needed those COVID checks, those STEMI checks, and I needed them too, you know? So boom, if something happens, if the market crashes, if something doesn't go as planned, despite our risk assessment and mitigating those risks and, you know, coming up with, you know, alpha, bravo, tertiary plans, you need to have a backup or something that can really help you, which is why joining the military, well, is a great idea for the right reasons, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons. I'm very grateful for my military experience for a host of reasons, not that we're not going to dive into today, you know, some of them being character development, relationships, networking, all that stuff that I didn't really appreciate while I was in, but later I came to find out that those terms are applicable to what I actually received. Camaraderie, a sense of purpose, financial stability. Those are some boxes that the active duty military experience provided for me. Okay. So I had one primary source of income. I started dabbling in investing while I was in the Navy. My cousin was a successful pizza shop owner. I invested into him and I made a good return and everything like that. But those were little, you know, bloop, 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 little bonuses, little like, oh, okay, I can get into this. I think I could do more of this. Okay. So why you want to have multiple streams of income is because if anything happens, then you're secure. Then you can still provide for your family. You can still take care of yourself. You won't be homeless. Okay. You won't find yourself out there in a fight or flight response all day, every day, trying to figure out how to survive. And that has been a part of my growth, living in that stress, trying to survive. That kept me afloat. You know, when I was in between nearly homelessness and like, so I was leaving the island of Guantanamo Bay because that's where we were stationed at the time. And my marriage was falling apart. I couldn't live there anymore. Don't want to go into it right now. But I was like, man, I got no place to go because my rental properties were occupied. So I was like crashing on a couch, going through all this stuff, you know, being really hard on myself, trying to provide, missing my baby, you know, and also try to keep my real estate business at the going. You know, I was a real estate agent at the time. So it's like really hard pulling third shift security at Lunacy in Virginia Beach, trying to wake up and be there for my real estate clients. But inevitably everything just crumbled. You know, fortunately, the people that did give me the chance and the time of the day, they're still here and they understand everything that I was going through. But I didn't want that to define me. And I don't want to be that person for the rest of my life. I'm a provider and I want to be a provider. And I don't want to be known as someone who's always got some shit going on, you know, personally. So nearing homelessness, I'm like, man, I'm filling half of my cup and it's affecting all these other areas in my life. But I gotta figure it out. I gotta keep going, right? You know, so I digress. So you want to have multiple streams of income so you can keep going if anything happens, okay? Because if anything does happen, you're going to be dealing with a lot more than just not having the financial means to pay bills or put housing, you know, put a roof over your head. You're going to be dealing with, you know, the beliefs and the self-talk and the hard parts that are filling the gaps of all the other areas of like, oh man, I got to get work and get paid, but I'm such a piece of shit. I'm like, my family's falling apart or, you know, whatever. So that's the why. You want to have money, okay? And it's better to cry in a Ferrari than, you know, the street, the bus station, you know what I mean? Like, let's get ahead of that if we can. But this might not be resonating with you right now. You might pass this video and be like, yeah, whatever, bro, I'm solid with what I got, you know? And then maybe down the road, this will come back and be like, oh yeah, that's why he said that, you know? Oh, he was speaking from personal experience. But if you're here, you're interested in building wealth and building a business and, you know, enjoying and living a life of purpose to your terms and values. So that's how my story started and that's where we're at. So that's why. Now, how do you do it? Well, you're going to have to figure out which services or products or investments meet your terms and values that you incorporate in your existing schedule and prioritize them, all right? And like I said, nothing happens overnight. It takes time, it takes the trial and error, it takes the hours looking at your whiteboard, mapping it out, erasing it, remapping it, erasing it, putting it out there, getting results, putting it out there, getting results. And sometimes your results are limited, so it does take time. But if you happen to be a person that has all your shit together and all the other areas, then you're probably gonna be expedited for success. You're probably gonna see those financial returns a lot faster, especially if you're, you know, keeping up with the stocks or crypto or real estate or learning new skills and utilizing those skills to build and leverage systems to work on your behalf. That's where we're really going here, okay? And if you're building a brand, that means that you stand for something, that you have a cause or a mission that you're working towards, that you're trying to launch or fine tune and stuff like that. And if you're into building a brand, you're not just trying to focus on selling one product or service and do that over and over and over and over and over again. When you have a brand, you're not only are you known for a mission or a cause, but you're also developing the multiple streams of income in your brand by providing the tools and resources that your brand is offering. So for example, mine is, you know, my brand, I'm trying to help and be on this mission to help veteran father entrepreneurs get their voice back, learn how to build their brand in the midst of all this stuff going on, because that's my story. That's what I can relate through. And I think that when I was learning about real estate investing and leveraging resources and systems for success, I was really trying to figure out, you know, how can I do this without feeling full of shit? How can I do this while still being a provider for my family? And honestly, that's why I disappeared for a few months when I was just telling that story about wanting to run into the woods and survive in the Connecticut woods because of all the social media influence and how I was feeling. And I was like, man, nah, this ain't for me. But when I came back to it, I was like, you know what I was really going through? It's really hard for me to sit here in front of a computer screen and talk to an audience and be like, hey, yeah, you too can be successful. I am a success. And while I am a success, I am a one percenter, you know, and it's okay to be humble and aware of that at the same time. You know, celebrities know that they're famous. You know, Keanu Reeves, as humble as he is, he knows he's a famous dude. Okay. So I am aware that I am a success and I am a one percenter. I have accomplished some crazy shit that people wouldn't even dream to do. And I'm over here going through all these financial hardships, relationship hardships, parenting hardships, business hardships. And I'm trying to inspire my audience and say, yeah, you too can use these same resources to become a success. but it was eating away at me because I'm reading, you know, emergency restraining orders from baby mama saying what kind of person I am. And then like, as I'm going through this court process, then I'm like, you know, having to, I'm pro se, I'm representing myself. And then I'm having to reference the language and read this language over and over and over again, that's talking about me, you know, whether I realize it or not, it's breaking me down. And then I'm trying to prioritize and schedule my week for, okay, here's building my brand. Here's creating content. Here's taking care of the court stuff. And it was just really breaking me down. So I was like, man, I can't be out here talking this talk and not be about it or not have the results. But honestly, I have the results. I have gotten property for $0 out of my pocket. I have sold that for, you know, I have sold that property and made over 50 grand doing it. And so I'm able to learn these resources and execute them as I can, when I can. And that's the important thing for you to understand, as well as that you might have a freight train behind you of reasons and motivations that you need these results now. And I 100% can relate and understand that. That was a part of my thing. And so as I learned these new skills and went on this journey with this freight train of reasons behind me, you can get as far as you can get until your mental health starts to break you down, okay? When your limiting beliefs and all these things start hitting you, and where you lose your voice like I had, okay? I know we're talking about how to get, get multiple streams of income, but all these things factor into your success. I digress. Maybe that'll be another video. Okay. If you like what I'm talking about so far, definitely leave a comment, bookmark this section of the video or the podcast, and then we can talk about this. If you're learning anything, drop the nuggets below. I always want these videos and the content that I produce to be like a living document and building a community where we can engage, resonate, and learn from each other, because this shit is fucking hard, dude. So, if you want to revisit any section of any videos, comment below, point it out, make sure you tag me, make sure you let me know. You know, with anchor.fm, you can even send in voice messages and we can either have a conversation, or we can use that little clip and focus on that topic for the rest of the episode. Okay. So if any of this is resonating for you, if this is connecting with you, you know, let me know and we can revisit it. Okay. So we've gone over the why it's important to have multiple streams of income, because if anything happens and your legs get cut off, both physically, you know, both literally and metaphorically, you know, you're going to have that security, that financial security to blanket, to really give whatever the situation is the attention that it deserves without you worrying about it. That's why people talk about saving. You know, oh, you want to have 6 months of income saved in case anything happens. You know, most of my content is focused on living your dream life, you know, whether it's on the beach or just at home, but having that financial security, that financial wall that nothing can penetrate, so you can live a life on your terms with no stress, and you're not a slave to debt or time, or trading your time for this material thing called money that makes the United States go around, or the world go around, I should say. But so that's the why. Now, how? Well, there's so many different resources out there. You know, if you're already here, you're already interested in making money, building a business, and building a brand. So if you're building a brand and interested in making money, you want to start with your product or service. What products or service are you going to offer, and how are you going to get paid? Boom, that's one stream. Affiliate links, network marketing, referrals. You know, depending on what business you're in or what you're interested in, it's important to get those things. So let's talk about an influencer, for example. Okay, hey, you like what I'm doing? Hey, you like how I'm living my life? Click the link below. You'll get all my resources, my tools, and it'll help you get further in this area. Okay, what we're talking about is not a secret. We're talking about how to build a brand, become influencers, okay, but really be about a mission or cause out there, and how to monetize it to help people legitimately, not take advantage of people, but help them legitimately. And then by helping them, we get paid. Okay. I would love to get paid helping other people succeed. I mean, teachers do it. There's a lot of different people who do it in different forms out there, but building a brand, you're going to offer your initial product or service. You might have referrals. If you have a huge network and you know someone who needs an attorney or something like that, then you'd be like, yo, let me hook you up with my guy. And then sometimes you can get a kickback or a referral or, you know, a Christmas gift, whatever. And there's these things that you can leverage to gain multiple streams of income. I have developed a system as soon as I got into real estate and I learned how being a real estate agent worked and how they're working towards building teams and becoming a real estate broker so they can leverage the power of a team making sales, so they can make sales when you're sleeping. Same thing with network marketing. When you're building a product or service team or business, that allows you to work more than the hours that you're able to physically work, okay? If I'm working 40 hours a week trying to make 100 grand and I have a team of 40 people making one sale a week, that just cuts down my work week to, you know, as many as I need or want to make that 100 grand. If everybody's making, you know, if like, for example, if I have a team of 10 and they're making 10 grand in sales, that, you know, then that can bring me towards the direction of more passive income. No income is truly passive. You have to build it and create it and nurture whatever system that is allowing you to work less or focus on what you enjoy doing more so you can get that financial results that you're looking for. Okay. So what, you know, that's a question that you have to ask for yourself. What resources can I offer? Or what resources am I interested in or believe in or actually work to bring in another stream of income? They say if you want to have, if you want to make a six-figure year, if you want to make, you know, 100 or six or seven figures, you want to have seven streams of income, okay? And so what I learned is that while building my real estate business, which is at first I was a real estate agent. So real estate agent, that's commissions, okay? That's, you know, I got to find a prospect to represent, and then I make a commission on the sale of their house. But in real estate, they also offer home warranties. So if you get a home warranty, I'll get a kickback from a home warranty. So that's two streams of income. I implemented a network marketing company into my business called Legal Shield. Check the link below. Every real estate deal, everyone essentially, but especially in real estate, you're using attorneys. You want someone to review your contracts. You want to have someone update your living will and testament and update your estate planning or create it now that you've acquired this large asset. Okay, so you're going to want to do that. And if you want any of my tools and resources or links, click the link below, reach out to me. And I only use things that I believe in that have been and worked for me. Okay. In regards to Legal Shield, I was a member for 8 months before I said, yes, I can incorporate this in my real estate business. Because if things don't work in your real estate business, that really hurts your career and your brand and what you're known for, okay? So I used it in my divorce and custody I leveraged this resource to represent myself in this custody thing that I've been going through, the divorce and custody thing that I've been going through for essentially 4 years. It's been rough, dude. Okay. And so that's three. So we got initial commission. We got home warranty. We got a legal resource. What else can we do? Well, maybe there's, maybe I can give coaching I can build a team. I can be a coach. Okay. And I can create master classes for new real estate agents who want to join my team. At the time I was with eXp Realty, which is like building a team without having to be a broker. And then if I had built a team, I had built a small team. And then every time that they made a sale, then I would make a commission. So I'm already at five streams of income right now. Okay. So if you want to learn more about like the step-by-step process and how I implemented it I found a resource, I created my business entity, and then I implemented that resource that I need and everyone needs to create a business entity to help others and also gain commissions. Okay. And so it's really sexy and powerful stuff. So you want to find what things resonate with you. And if you don't know what resonates with you, you want to use what other people are working in trial and error and see how it works out. So if you want my system and my blueprint, just let me know, comment below, click the links especially, and then we'll be able to walk you through how I do it. All right. So that was the how, that was the why. What about the where? Where do I put multiple streams of income if I'm already working 80 hours a week, 3 gigs, third shift, you know, whatever, where am I going to do it? That's something that you're going to have to consider. Okay. If you're trying to be like, okay, I'm going to be a landscaper in the day, and then I'm going to be a painter in the afternoon, and then I'm going to do home inspections in between, that's only going to get you so far, because there's only so many hours that you can work in a day. You yourself, me, myself, and I, you're going to have to grow and scale. You're going to have to bring on employees. You're going to have to figure out a system that frees up your time so you can give the other service or product the light of day. Okay. And that might not always work out. That's going to break you down. You'll only get so far that, and I've been there. So hit the grind it out, do as long as you can for as long as you can take it, you know when to stop before it's too late, take care of yourself, but you're going to have to identify where you're going to be able to implement these multiple streams of income and how you're going to be able to leverage it and take it. And that's why I believe that network marketing is one of the greatest businesses out there for an untrained new entrepreneur, or someone who's trying to implement another stream of income that has a long-term goal of financial freedom, because you're able to do stuff part-time, spare time, make extra money, and really help others, okay? Network marketing has got a really bad rap from people who are just trying to get paid and take advantage of their friends and family and then ghost them, okay? That's not how leaders are made. That's not how success or financial freedom is made. It's really being there and making sure that you tell people what to expect and give them real expectations and let them know that it does take work, that it does take consideration, that it does take attention and time. Okay. So boom. Who? I was thinking about the who, what, where, why, and how. So we figured out the why, we figured out the how, we figured out the where can you implement it. You might not be able to implement, you know, like I said, the multiple streams of income by doing manual labor. You'll only get so far. So you're going to have to figure out a different way to do that. When do you want to start doing this? Now, yesterday. You want to start looking at stuff right now. Okay, so you can start implementing it and start learning the mistakes. You get familiar with the learning curves, get the results, get the successes, okay? And then you're going to get to see how you can implement it and redesign and replan and reprioritize your day, your week, and even find some freedom in there where you can get back to enjoying yourself, you know? I'm a creative, you know, I'm not good at a lot of things, you know, presenting and teaching. That's, I have a strong knack for that. And, but I would really love to learn the guitar, but I'm like, man, I got to create this, or I want to do this, or I shouldn't say that I got to, but I have the opportunity to be working from home, creating content for my people, for you. And I really enjoy doing this. I really love sharing my story and sharing the resources to help you and others. But I would also like to jam out on the guitar, but I also have to deal with that learning curve, and I also have to make it a priority. So it is what it is. When I was younger, I was like, man, I want to do it all and everything. But now I'm like, man, I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to enjoy the in-between and enjoy this present moment. And I got a couple of guitars, you know, there's one right there, you know, so behind me for the people who are listening to the podcast, I have a guitar right behind me. Okay, so when you want to do it right now, who you need to do it. Everybody needs to do it. Your friends and family need to do it. You need to get out from the 95, 80 hour work weeks and, you know, just figure out a way that you can be there for your family or for your kids in a way that could be financial, but really being present. You know, my daughter, she doesn't care that I buy her a couple gifts, you know, and her mom buys her a ton of gifts. You know, she doesn't come to me for the gifts. She comes to me for being dad, daddy, and wanting to cuddle and wanting to do art, wanting to go do American Ninja Warrior courses in the backyard and go to the playground. Work, you know, she likes doing that kind of stuff with me. And it's not always about buying her off. All right. So who, you, where, anytime, anywhere right now, you want to be looking online, finding mentors like myself, looking into their resources and systems and seeing what works for them. Who, where, what? We're talking about multiple streams of income. The what part is something that you need to consider. What are my potential multiple streams of income? I like crypto. I like investing. I like stock trading. I like setting up a program where I can buy and sell on a certain dollar mark. So I'm always profiting and never or mitigating my loss. You know, or it's like, you know, I want to sell Tupperware. I want to sell lotions and potions, or I want to sell a legal service, anything like that. Who, what, where, why, when now, I think I've covered all these questions. I don't think I have to break this down for you, okay? You want to start looking into, you want to start building a financial wall that nothing can penetrate so you can do whatever it is that you want, whether it's at the beach or in the woods, by yourself, in a school bus or with your family, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. If you're trying to live a life of fulfillment with a sense of purpose, the constant question are, you know, these are the questions that you have to constantly ask is who, what, where, why, and how am I going to make that work? And I want to say right now before I end this video is that you don't have to do it all by yourself. You shouldn't do it all by yourself, okay? If you can't pay for someone to do it for you, start saving up to do it or learning how to do it yourself. It's going to delay the progress. It's going to delay the results, but you're also going to feel like you're making progress because you're learning how to do something. And then when you do outsource it, you're going to be familiar on how the process should work and how it should look. Okay. A lot of my stuff, I've only outsourced a couple times, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been disappointed the last few times I've outsourced things, and it sucks. Okay. Because I'm like, oh, I want these results. I want to get to this point. Okay. But you got to go through that shit in order to fucking find the people that work out. So fortunately, my fiance is a graphic designer, summa cum laude from our school, and she makes all my graphics and is able to help me with my marketing and all this kind of stuff. So it's great that I found a partner that I can enjoy life with and then also focus on business with. And that's actually a huge variable to my success. You know, I'm sorry if you're someone who doesn't have the supportive spouse, that can be really challenging. You know, I used to have a spouse that was not supportive. Okay. And I'm not, and so just take it from there. You know what I mean? So I'm going to end it on this video. Okay. I'm going to end it right here. Okay. Cause I don't want to ramble. I want to make sure that you're getting value and we can focus on a certain aspect that I might've brought up on the next video. Okay. So if you like this video, please let me and the world know by hitting the like button, dropping comments, saying what you liked. Okay, what you learned, the golden nuggets that if someone were to be coming to this page to say, oh, should I watch or listen to this episode, they're going to be able to see the value that you got and maybe entice them to click the content so they can learn the same thing or a different version, okay? Because, you know, one of the biggest things that I learned from Tony Robbins when he was saying, he was talking about someone coming to the conferences, you know, his talks and how they're like, oh man, they're all the same. You know, when are you going to change it up? You know, when are you going to say something different? He was like, man, I'm going to say the same thing until you realize what to do. You know, sometimes we got to hear something over and over and over and over and over again before we're like, oh wait, do I have an attitude problem? You know, or like, you know what? I am getting in my own way. I need to remove myself from this process and outsource so I can get those results quicker, all right? And so everything that I've talked about today, whether it was in a linear fashion or a caffeinated fashion, this is all shit that's gonna help you build a brand. This is gonna help you get that thinking, that brainstorming going, that's really gonna help you figure out what direction you're taking your brand and your business and your cause and your mission, okay? And these are all, you know, these are the secrets that people will tell you or people will pay to tell you, or I'm sorry, where people will charge to tell you and like the way that they structure it, okay? So everything that I'm providing here are shit that I've had to use, and I don't mean shit, but I'm just using it for, you know what I mean? Like, or the valuable information that I've had to use to get to where I'm at now, to not be on the streets, to not be one of the bad statistics, you know? And these are the tools and resources that I offer to help you, you know, just hopefully to provide value for you. And hopefully help get you ahead of some positions that I found myself in, you know what I mean? So I want to let you know right now that you're doing a great fucking job. If you're here watching a video, okay, you are not alone in it. I hope that you look at my channel as one more window to peek in to see if there's hope. Okay. And there is hope. You have everything you need to survive and become successful all within you, okay? Remember to breathe, take deep breaths, and live in this present moment. Allow the universe, God, whoever you believe in, to present the opportunity and for you to say yes or no to the opportunity, okay? You don't have to say yes to everything. It's actually really empowering to know that you can do something and still say no, okay? because we want to make sure that you maintain mental integrity. That's what this is all about, is I think that's my biggest motivation in everything that I do. I say that I'm being a provider, but everything that I'm doing to become a provider is to make sure that myself and my family can maintain mental integrity as much as possible. Okay. And if you're a veteran, if you're an entrepreneur, and if you're a parent, you already have these skills and characteristics to endure what's coming for success. The biggest thing that helped me was realizing that I can do all this stuff and not be stressed at the same time. And it comes at a certain point. It's not like, oh, I got collectors calling me. I'm in pre-foreclosure on my house. I got my family leaving. I'm near homeless. I have no one around me because I'm in the place that I was stationed and all my friends have relocated already. What the fuck am I going to do? Okay. You're going to have to deal. You're going to have to get through it. Okay, man. And so when you get through this process, when you see the light of day, and if you might not be at the lowest of lows, you might be a little bit higher. Okay. Everything that we're doing here is to maintain mental integrity and help other people maintain mental integrity. And that's one of the biggest things that I love about being a leader and working with a team, is that these people, my teammates, are hungry. They're looking for something. They know what they got and they know that they can be better. Okay. So if you're one of those people, say I am down below in the comments. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, make sure you turn the bell icon on. And I look forward to sharing more of my story, learning and hearing yours, and helping you grow. Okay. And my tagline to close videos and speeches is, you know, they say that courage is contagious and the rising tide lifts all ships. Okay. So please help me help you help your friends. Help me help you. Okay. And by doing this, we can all grow together. It's like the mastermind principle. When two people get together, it's not just two brains. It actually, a third mind comes into effect and forms and allows them to move forward. Okay. And that's why I love being a knowledge broker and hosting masterminds and workshops and really learning what everybody has to offer. Okay. I'm going to get off because this caffeine is clearly working. All right. Thank you so much for giving me your time. I hope you were able to enjoy being in this present moment together and learn some things to apply into your brand, your family, and your life. Okay. Click the links below if you have any questions on what I covered today. Let's book an appointment or anything you need. All right. Thank you so much. I love you. Have a great day.